You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
you want to be
loving the fun,
you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big league,
you want to be best offense in baseball, best prospect in baseball, hitting everything out of the park.
Who?
Not John Rave.
We're not talking about Cags, man. We got a baseball team that's winning right now. Let's go.
That's right, baby. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of this show. Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, flagship station of your Kansas City Royals. Oh, I don't know, but, you know, a lot of this happened last night.
And the pitch. Yastrzemski hammers it high in the air, deep to right field. Osuna looks up. It's gone. Into the Royals bullpen. Mike Yastrzemski takes Merrill Kelly deep, and this game is tied at two.
That guy did it again, and then this guy did it again.
Royals offense really perked up on this homestand, beating up Washington and then Chicago White Sox. There's a drive right field, and gone. Vinny Pasquantino just got it over the fence.
And if you thought that was it, there was a play in the eighth inning that was a milestone home run.
Will Wynn throw to first? Nope, and there goes Yastrzemski, and there goes the ball to deep center. Back goes Carter, away back to the wall, and gone, Bobby Witt Jr.
And then in case you missed our guy, Josh Vernier, on his words being spoken into existence.
Conversations with Matt Quatrero when they dive into the the data, the pitch data for Seth Lugo, that there's nothing that screams this is a fatigued 36-year-old, so... if they're not going to take any of those easy excuses, I'm not going to continue to give it to them. So bottom line, Seth Lugo needs to pitch better. He's disappointed in the second half. He knows it better than anybody, and he needs to earn that contract here down the final 7-8 starts that he makes.
Seemed like he did very well last night in his outing for the Royals. Yes, the two home runs that were solo shots. I've always said if you're going to give a home run, let it be a solo shot. The Yankees know that very well.
I mean, the Yankees hit 9 home runs last night and scored 13 runs. Sweet. That is about as pathetic as you can get, like nine home runs and you scored 13 runs. That's
kind of impressive.
I mean, it really is impressive when you think about it.
It's like having 500 yards of total offense and you scored 14 points.
14 points.
Yeah. That happened.
Exactly. That's what okay. Great solo home run after. So what if Lugo gave up a couple of solo home runs? To me, that was the story of the game last night, because I think we all went in very nervous about where Seth Lugo was going to be, like a 10 ERA over the last couple of starts. And it's been really, really rocky for him since he signed that deal. And he went out last night and he was awesome. And that was a big sigh of relief for me, because Seth Lugo is that guy. And I was thinking about this morning, Dusty. I don't know, quite honestly, right now, if there's anybody on the Royals or maybe even on the Chiefs for that matter that has more pressure than Seth Lugo and what he has to do after signing that $47 million contract. You're looked at as the guy now, like it or not. You can't make mistakes, right? Like, you got to be that guy every single time you go out there on the mound. And Seth Lugo now is pitching with the entire pressure of this organization on him and whatnot, and the fans and everything. And he delivered last night. And that was a big moment, I thought, for this season. Like, you know, another one of those kind of cross it off and move forward type of moments. Lugo was big last night when they needed him to be big.
Wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't give an update, because we all scoreboard watch. Seattle loses again to Philadelphia.
Yep.
Boston loses again to Baltimore. Oh, by the way, those Cleveland Guardians, they lost last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks. 6-5. You now look at the standings. You go to the wild card side. The Royals are the fourth team out, which means there's only three teams ahead of them: the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mariners. Mm-hmm. And the Royals sit 2.5 games behind all of them.
Yeah, you got. I mean, this is it, man. Continue this. Now a sweep has to be inevitable, I think, over the Texas Rangers. Like, I continue to go back to it, and I wish I would have said it last week, because damn it, I'm kicking myself. I thought they had a better chance to sweep the Rangers than they did the Nationals. I just, for whatever it is, the Texas Rangers to me are a team that has quit on the season. And I don't know that the Nationals necessarily quit on the season. They got some young players on that team and whatnot. But I look at the Texas Rangers as that NFL team that when you hit the 1st of December, they've got a lot of veterans on expiring contracts. They're a game or two under 500. They know for the most part this thing is over. They're mailing it in. That's the Texas Rangers. And the Royals are doing a great job of taking advantage of that ball club and not giving them any kind of life whatsoever. Get up early on the Texas Rangers and make them sit there and kind of sweat it out. Now, last night was a little bit of a different type of ball game. They got up early, but you end up winning this thing 5-2 and pulling away at the end, and everybody's happy. But the Texas Rangers, to me, man, they are an absolute joke. And so now I'm looking at this organization, the Royals, and saying, go sweep these guys, because you got the Tigers coming up after this series, right? Then you really get into the meat of this thing. This is the time to kind of lay that groundwork, get in some wins, build in some goodwill, get victories over this team, eliminate the Rangers, and show that you're better than them. Like, I think you have to sweep this team right now. Texas is playing like a dead stick.
Yeah, well, kind of feels like one more win tonight, they're going to be lying down. The Rangers are one game away, it feels like, from kind of giving up.
I feel like they have, right? It kind of just they look like a dud out there.
Yeah, they do.
And when you're facing a dud, make sure you kick them in the nuts.
Go.
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously it's okay to get greedy. I'd rather go three
for sure,
a four first, and then, you know, hopefully Thursday, your day game, they want to get the hell out of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go to Detroit.
Right.
You're going
to
miss.
That happens to be a fast game on Thursday, I would think.
Which I would assume you're going to miss Scooble, because he pitched last night. So he'd be pitching maybe Sunday, because it'd be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, that'd be 5 days rest if he comes back for that Sunday game, if he necessarily needs to. Texas clearly forfeiting the game tonight, as Jacob DeGrom has been sent, as he's been sat down for shoulder fatigue.
When has Jacob DeGrom last been good?
This year.
Has he been good this year?
Yeah, check his numbers out. He could be. He's a top five Cy Young candidate. Yeah.
I was watching the Rangers broadcast, and they brought that up. But it was the anomaly. Like, this year is kind of the anomaly. 130-something innings pitched, way more than he's pitched in the past.
Yeah. I mean,
he was an all-star this year.
Sue me for not paying attention to Ranger baseball.
Yeah, no,
I get you. There are just certain teams out there that just I have zero interest in, and if they went away, I wouldn't care. The Rangers happen to be one of those ball clubs. I think, you know, like the Miami Dolphins kind of for me, if they just left and went away, I wouldn't care. Or, you know, the Orlando Magic or Jacksonville or, you know, those nondescript franchises, right? The Rangers, to me, are just a nondescript franchise. I mean, it's not really a state where anybody's from, or Dallas, a city where anybody's from. Everybody moves there. You don't really know 100%. Many Ranger fans and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, I didn't know that Jacob DeGrom was pitching good this year, because I really haven't followed the Texas Rangers all that much. But I know a dog when I see it. And that's a dog, man. That is a dog.
Yeah, DeGrom this year is 10-5 with a 2.76
ERA. That's nice. That is good.
He's got 140 innings, 148 strikeouts, and he's got a 9-2 whip.
Okay, so he's out tonight, and they're saying shoulder fatigue. What are you saving that guy for, right?
I was wondering too. I'm like, what?
Next year.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's August 20th, and you're removing a guy in a pennant race who may be one of your better pitchers for shoulder fatigue. You're not saving him for good, because there is no good this year with the Texas Rangers.
And what's crazy too is this Texas Rangers team's 2 years removed from winning a World
Series. I know it, right? Like, it's crazy, dude.
He's 37, so does that mean, like, what's the timeline there?
Next year. Yeah. Hope we can come back.
One more year?
I mean, I don't know. They paid a lot of money for him. He's got shoulder fatigue. It's, you know, kind of the same thing they were doing with Chris Bubich, and Chris Bubich is no longer pitching in the league this year, because he's been shut down for the entire year with, you know, arm trouble. DeGrom, obviously 37.
Yeah.
And I think that when you look back at this Royals team, first time they've been over four games over 500 since May 25th.
It's crazy. It's been that long.
They were four games out of the wild card on Monday. Bob was, you know, yellow in the face. When are they not going to be four games out? Well, risk granted, they're 2.5 games out.
I
can hear the people screaming. Technically, it's 3.5 because you got a tiebreaker against Boston, New York. Well, they're losing.
Yeah, who cares what the tiebreaker is now? No. Yeah, let's not focus on that.
But yeah, you've jumped Cleveland. They lose last night. You continue to win. You've won now 8 of your last 10. You lost a game to the Nationals.
You've won every game on this homestand except one.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're technically on homestand house money.
Yep.
And going tonight, they have a spot start to somebody not named DeGrom. And I know that there will be Royals fans out there like, great, a guy that's not supposed to be good is going to show up against the Royals and be good.
Or how about a guy that we don't know? Go kick his balls in, too. Like, why can't we do that? Why can't we have that mindset instead of, I don't know this guy, but I get the history of everything. But
you're scarred.
Yeah, exactly. But go destroy this guy tonight.
Right.
And whoever it is.
And the Royals last night, it was an impressive win. I thought it was their biggest win of the year, because I burned through, you know, the last three episodes of The Kingdom last night, and they highlight that Christmas Day game with Andy Reid sitting there. And he goes, that was the first game all year on Christmas where it was a three-phase win. Mm-hmm. He goes, one of the hardest things to do in the NFL is to get a win on all three phases. You know, obviously, you know that in football, special teams, defense, and offense. Last night, the Royals' defense was great. Jonathan India had some good plays at second base.
He's playing so much better since Yaz has come over.
He's relaxed and still gets hit in the back of the spine. Still took a, speaking of getting kicked in the nuts, took a foul tip right to the beanbag. And then, you know, you look at the offense last night. The offense, three home runs. Mm-hmm. You win 5-2. The defense was good. The offense was good. And the pitching was good. Yep. Zerpa, I'll give him credit where credit's due. Was good.
Was good last
night. Seth Lugo was fantastic.
And I thought Zerpa was going to tire there. I was watching the Ranger broadcast like Mac was, and they were talking about Zerpa getting into these like 20-some pitches and starting to tire a little bit and whatnot. And I'm like, uh-oh, you know, this is that kind of moment. Like, it's nutted up time, right? And he did. And he did nut it up and got out of that inning, man. That was big.
And then Schreiber went in there and cleaned it all up in a position that he's not normally used to being in. Your bullpen was heavily taxed last night. Your starting pitcher went out there and pitched 6 1/3. Went back out there. I thought that at bat against Simeon, which was like a 12-pitch at bat that he finished with a strikeout and got out of the inning. And then you bring in Zerpa, and then you bring in Schreiber, and then the game is over. Mm-hmm. You're 4 games above .500. You've jumped Cleveland. You've jumped Texas. You now sit 2.5 games out of the wild card. The race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. It's like stick to your team, play like you're playing right now. And this is the Royals team that I think when they said at the beginning of the season in spring training, we're a playoff team, by God, this is a damn good playoff team playing baseball right now. And it can only get better if they keep playing this way.
Yeah, they're playing good right now. And it's got to, you know, kind of, you know, stay that way. And I'll push back a little bit. I don't think we're on house money with this team right now. I think this team,
with this homestand.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think we're on house money with this homestand either, because this team put itself in that position where you have to go out there now and win all these games. And you don't want to go back at the end of the season and look back and say, man, if we would have just won more game against a bad Ranger team, we would be in this position. So I don't think it's house money right now on this homestand. I think right now it is go for it mode, right? You're in it to win every single night, because the more wins that you can stack now, the less you got to do at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always talk about keep the losing teams losing. Texas is a losing team. You're getting ready to play some big boys coming up in the next week or so. So you've got an opportunity here. I want this homestand to end, and I want this team to be 6 games over .500, right? I don't want to give anything back to the Texas Rangers. I just don't think we're in that position right now. Had they played better all season long, and absolutely, we're on house money on this homestand. But I think the Royals have put themselves in that position where we're not on house money right now. We got to go take advantage of Texas and make them feel hurt when they leave here tomorrow afternoon on that flight back to Dallas. Like, you got to go sweep these guys, man. Put yourself in a position that's easier. Stop making it so hard. It's been hard all season long. Take advantage of a team that's quit.
I also think just because you're on house money doesn't mean you have to leave the table. I mean, you don't have to, leave the table, but you have now a stack of chips in front of you that you did not have 9 days ago. Right. You're 7-1 in the last 8 games at home. The only loss you have is that final game in that national series. And now you have a chance to win a series. You definitely could go 9-1 in a 10-game homestand.
Perfect.
But again, you don't have to get it from the table if you have house money. You can be greedy as that poker player, which is where they sit currently. You can take all of the chips off the table and leave with all of the money in the briefcase and walk out. You don't have to leave it on there. So go take it all. Go be greedy. Go get a little bit more wins.
Yeah, it's greedy time, man. Oh, yeah, it really is. It's like you and I at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
No doubt, man. As long as the guy's not sweating, cutting the prime rib. Yeah.
Sweaty meat carver.
Coming up on the other side, top players in the NFL, not a quarterback. We give ours on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan. Go Royals. You're home for those Kansas City Royals, 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what yo up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Hanner's pitch hit high in the air to left field. Going back is Watson. He's at the wall. He won't be able to get it. That's a home run. That is the fourth Storm Chaser home run of the game. It is the second that is a multi-run homer.
That's our guy last night, Jack Caglione, going Oppo Taco last night. Also made a diving grab. Yep. Well, hate it all you want. Guy's going to be back on the roster before you know it. And it's fine. It's going to be okay.
Where do you see at-bats for Jack Caglione at the big league level at this point in time? Because I don't. I really don't. I don't think there's any need to bring Jack Caglione back up to this club unless you're doing it to hopefully gain him a little bit of confidence going into the offseason. But based on what he did up here, there's no guarantees that he's going to have that confidence when he comes up here to the, you know, in the September call-ups or whatever it is. But, man, Yaz again last night with another big home run. I mean, Rave's still playing well. Like, there's literally no room for Jack Caglione at the big league level right now at all. I cannot sacrifice anybody in this lineup right now with their at-bats for Jack Caglione. This team is playing too good right now to mess things up.
No, yeah, I don't think he needs to replace Yaz. I would like him to see him over John Rave. I think he gives you more production there. I just don't think there's anything else he can accomplish in AAA other than just keep crushing it and then do what he's supposed to do, which is force their hand, which I think is an okay hand to force. I don't think that you necessarily have to be in the same mindset of Jack Caglione saying that he has to play every day. He, you know, you could say that he lost his, you know, role in being a player on this roster. That's fine. He's definitely earned it back by what he's done in AAA. Now, come back and try to fight for a spot on the roster where you can be in there as much as possible. Right now, that may not be there, but why not have Yaz in right, Isbell in center, whoever in left, whether it's Rave or Caglione, let Caglione DH, right?
Because I think Jack Caglione right now is a detriment to this team. I don't think he's very good defensively at the big league level, and I don't think he's very good offensively right now.
Yeah, you've got
at the big league
you've
level.
You've got 48 games of judgment on that.
I know, and I know what I've seen, and I know where this team is right now and the way that they're playing and everything that's going on. Like, I don't mess with things that work, and this is working right now. For whatever reason, I had somebody in the organization, close to the organization, I should say, text me last night and go, we got to sign Yaz to a long-term deal. I'm like, all right, let's pump the brakes. We're going to ride Yaz out like a backup running back, like a Kareem Hunt last year, you know, that you pick up and kind of ride him to the finish line and whatnot. And
brought Kareem Hunt back.
They did. They absolutely did. But I would not bring Yaz back. And I would open it next year for you know, Jack Caglione to have an opportunity to win a spot on this roster. But I still think you go out in this offseason and you still try to add a veteran major league bat to this team. I just don't think right now is the right time to try to get Jack Caglione up to the big league level. I think we tried that. It didn't work. This team is playing great baseball right now, and I'm not interested in messing it up at all for anything by trying to get somebody an at-bat, trying to get somebody an inning in the field or anything like that. Like, right now, with this team moving in the direction that it's moving, man, I like the way that they're playing right now. They feel confident right now. They feel like there's a burden that's been lifted off of them. They're playing like it's nobody's business right now. It doesn't matter. They're playing free. They're playing clear. Mm-hmm. They've had so much pressure self-inflicted from the beginning of this season. And now they're out of that self-pressure, and they're just playing pure baseball right now.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that, you know, he could DH when Sal catches, and then if you want to give, you know, Sal a day off from catching, then you can have Melee catch, and Sal can DH, and Cags can take the day off, or you can put him in left, because I think he gives you more production than John Rave when it comes to prospect-wise and talent-wise. Yes, you have a fan club. The entire text line hates Jack Caglione, apparently. The entire city has flipped on Jack Caglione. That's totally fine.
But I think
I'll sit back and I'll enjoy it because you said, where's he taking bats from? John Rave has not given me a productive at-bat. He hit a home run, I guess, the other day. That's great. He made a great outfield assist. But again, something has to open up is what we've been told by Q. Mm-hmm. He's got to keep proving he's doing it. AAA is clearly not where he belongs. I'm just reading the room of what I've seen, and If he's a bat off the bench and you can extend your rosters on September 1st, which I think when he comes back up to this team, I think is inevitable, then maybe he doesn't have to play every day. Maybe he doesn't have to be your starting left fielder or starting right fielder, but he could start off in left and then you could move Rave out there. I mean, we saw Tyler Tolbert miss a play the other night in left field. Yeah. What's Tyler Tolbert bringing
Speed.
To the team? That's fine. But other than that, you have to be in that situation. Maybe with Caglione, you have to have a situation. You're not messing with the formula of the team. You're not messing with Garcia. You're not messing with Sal, Vinny, Bobby, any of those guys. Yaz, any of those guys. But I think that you have that power on the bench. That's a great thing to have, just like having that great speed asset is a great thing to have in Tyler Tolbert. Maybe the game's 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth and Cag's on the bench like, hey, man, no pressure. Go up there and try to hit the living piss out of the ball. Don't try to have a productive bat. Mm-hmm. Just go try to hit one to the moon. And next thing you know, he gets in that comfortable role, and then that develops into what he can be next year.
Yeah, but I think Tyler Tolbert's more valuable to this team right now than Jack Caglione is. And we have seen Cags' skill set at the big league level. There's nothing right now that I saw from him.
In 48 games.
I know, in 48 games. But he may be too good for AAA, but he's not good enough for the big leagues right now. And both can be true. And that there's nothing wrong with that.
So you think he's a 4A player?
I didn't say that. I said he's not ready for the big leagues right now. And I've been consistent on it. I didn't think he was ready for the big leagues when they brought him up. I didn't think he was ready for the big leagues in spring training.
But he doesn't need to be in AAA.
But he doesn't need to be at this big league ball club because he right now is an anchor on this team. He is not somebody that is a productive player that's moving this team in the right direction at this point in time. Could he change? Could he be that guy? You bet. But right now, Tyler Tolbert is more valuable to this team than Jack Caglione because if you are in a 2-2 game, Tolbert can pinch run, steal you second, steal you third, sack fly, he scores. Jack Caglione's not doing that for you right now. I've seen Jack Caglione in the outfield. Not that Tolbert's much better, but I've seen Jack Caglione in the outfield. He's not ready to be that major league outfielder yet, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to stay down for a little bit longer and make sure that you are ready to come up to this ball club because as of right now, I don't know what in his skill set gives you the opportunity to bring him up and say he needs to be in the lineup or he needs to be on the field. He has not done anything yet, in my opinion, with his skill set to say, God, I got to have this guy up here at the big league level. And also, too, remember where JJ was in 2014 and 15 when they saw the speed, what, you know, that's what speed do and how important that was in 14 and 15. We're seeing a carbon copy. We're seeing a good bullpen. We're seeing that speed. We're seeing timely hitting right now. We're seeing some of these veteran guys come in like, this is why I love history so much, because what we're looking at right now is exactly what this ball club did in 14 and 15. They started to struggle a little bit. What did they do? They went out and got veterans, man. Not household names, but veteran bats that can give you the opportunity to get hits, to work counts, to get deeper into counts, to get on base, to make plays. They went out there and they did the exact same thing that they did in 14 and 15. And so speed matters for this team. Defense matters for this team. Cags really doesn't bring either of those to the equation right now. I just don't know what his skill set is and why I think he should be up here. I'm not saying he's a 4A player. He's definitely not a AAA player, but he's not quite ready to be a big league player yet. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it takes time. George Brett went back down to the minor leagues. Mike Moustakas, you know, went down to the minor leagues. We've seen Alex Gordon go down to the minor leagues. And they turn around, they come up great baseball players. And so that's possible. I just think we just let it play out. And I just don't think there's any reason to rush Jack Caglione up here because he doesn't provide me anything that I currently need or don't have on this roster.
I mean, agree to disagree. I just think he gives you more options than John Rave and Tyler Tolbert, in my opinion, because Tyler Tolbert has only value if somebody gets on. Jack Caglione doesn't need to have somebody on to score a run, in my opinion. I mean, power's there, AAA production's there, but again, like we've been told, something has to open up, and he has to keep doing what he's supposed to be doing. So just continue to hit 390 in AAA, hit a home run every game, have a slug of, you know, 980 or 1,000, have an OPS of 1,000. Just keep being yourself, I guess. I don't know, but September 1st, you'll see Caglione back on this roster, whether anybody likes it or not. Speaking of like it or not, who is the best player in the NFL not named a quarterback?
I've done a lot of thinking on this one, man.
Because Carrington had a really good answer.
Okay.
Do you want me to give it to you?
Yes.
He said Myles Garrett.
It's a great answer.
I wouldn't have considered him.
That's where I saw this yesterday because Matt Miller sent the tweet out. Fun debate this morning.
Yeah.
Excluding quarterbacks, who's the best player in the NFL? Carrington quote tweeted and said,
That's a good one. It's Cleveland. it's like the Rangers, right? My mind doesn't go there.
But even if it's Cleveland, 2 years ago, he anchored that number one defense in the league.
He was fantastic. And that's my bad for not thinking of Myles Garrett. But Chris Jones makes the conversation. I'm not saying he's the answer. He makes the conversation.
He's a really big focal point in the final two episodes of The King.
Yeah, he is.
Him and Spags are kind of cute.
Yeah.
I mean, in a weird way, but like you can tell, like he's like, his wife's like, what's your favorite pasta? And he's like, ah, man. And she's like, he's like, don't ask him that question.
Like, stop. How do you not like Chris Jones with that personality?
He's just the best.
The guy that everybody loves.
When they played his speech in the locker room with the closed doors after the Super Bowl, goosebumps. To me, outside of episode two, that episode sucks. The last episode sucks if you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, it does.
Because Mahomes is just cussing and whining and
watching it today, and
you're just like, damn it, dude, I get it. Frustration.
But the ending of that episode.
And then they close the doors and Chris Jones gives this speech.
I'm excited.
And it's kind of like, you're like, there you go. Because we were all in that locker room.
Man.
Not an eye was up. Not a head was
it
up.
Was rough.
Butker lost his suit. Somebody stole his suit.
Butker was naked with a towel for an hour while we were in there.
Couldn't find his suit. Was the best part of the Super Bowl.
Isaiah Pacheco is in a dead 100-yard stare to the floor.
Yeah.
Just completely just not there.
The only person that talked, I think, was Caliendo.
Kelsey did.
Well, Kelsey spoke to everyone.
Yeah, Kelsey's.
But yeah, you're right. No one spoke.
Like they did their podium stuff, but nobody in that locker. Even Trey looked at me. Bob, not today. I'm like, okay.
Rick, sorry.
But I think my answer on this, if I have to be honest, is one of two LSU receivers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson. And the reason I say this is we give Kevin O'Connell a lot of credit. He deserves it. A lot of quarterbacks have done very well in Minnesota. Kirk Cousins, Sam Darnold. We'll see J.J. McCarthy this year. Why? I would say a lot of it is number 18 on the outside, Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow is a stud quarterback. I think a lot of the reason why is what he did in LSU is with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and what he's done with Cincinnati and Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase, if I'm picking non-quarterbacks, you can hate him all you want. Dude's an absolute bona fide stud and a certified G. So is Justin Jefferson. Those would be my two guys outside of quarterback because of what they can do for their quarterback.
Yeah, I've got them on my list as well. Again, I battled this a lot yesterday of thinking about this. And part of me was like, am I saying this name because it's been a popular name lately? Micah Parsons is in that conversation as 100%. Well. I mean, and I didn't know if that was recency bias based on everything that's going on in Dallas. But the more I thought about it, Micah Parsons is my answer. I think he's the best non-quarterback in the NFL. He plays that premium position. He gets to the quarterback. He's a difference maker. Should be the highest paid defensive end of all time, obviously. And if he gets out of Dallas and can really show what he can do, I'd like to see that guy in the playoffs on a big time stage do some really good things. So I think Micah Parsons is the guy for me.
No, that's a great answer. Same position. I'd go TJ Watt.
Okay.
Because I've seen him single-handedly win games for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, you really have.
It's just like he's got an interception. It's three sacks. It's a forced fumble, and they win 13-10. And you're like, damn, if they don't have TJ Watt, that game is over. And that just happens so often with them. But I think Justin Jefferson's another great one because with Ja'Marr Chase, he's always had Joe Burrow, which isn't his fault. It's just the fact of it. He's always had a really good quarterback. Jefferson,
how cool is that, though, man? To go
amazing.
To college with the guy and then to play in the NFL with the guy.
It'd
like
be incredible.
I mean, you want to talk about chemistry, right? That's fantastic.
It's insane. And if they win a Super Bowl together, I mean, it'll be one of the most historic duos in sports. Yeah, I know, right?
Like, that's the Bengals, man.
But Jefferson's been able to do it, like you mentioned, Dusty, just with every quarterback. Yeah. I just think, and you add the mental game inside. Like, I think he's stronger mentally than Ja'Marr Chase. We've
no
seen
doubt.
Ja'Marr Chase break and lose his team games because of his mental instability on the field. So, yeah, I'd go Jefferson and TJ.
TJ, that's interesting. We all kind of went different routes, you know. You went wide receiver. I went Parsons. You went TJ Watt. We're all over the place on that one.
Yeah.
Is there a legit top five where you're like, okay, these are the top five best non-quarterbacks and everybody's going to agree on it? Because I think everybody agrees JJ and Chase are on that list. I'd put T.J. Watt on that list. I'm sure you would put Micah Parsons on that list.
And then Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett, maybe.
I think that's five, right?
I mean, you could also say Max Crosby.
Could.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Need more from Aiden Hutchinson.
Right, he's
need
the
more
injury,
time.
Right,
yeah.
And don't expect much this year from him.
Yes,
I mean, everybody's going to expect so much from him, and he's got that knee thing, you know, barking still.
He's washed.
Yeah.
We'll get ready for that.
It's interesting. Would you rather have a franchise wide receiver or a franchise defensive end?
Are you talking to me, Bob
Anybody.
Fesco with the Chiefs? Or who's my quarterback?
It's too many
questions.
Yeah, I mean,
because I'm going defensive end.
I think so too.
Regardless,
all the picks we take are receivers and defensive end. There's no linebacker. There's no corner. There's no running back. Because leaving Saquon off.
Yeah,
right.
Just Saquon's
position.
Like up, down, up, down. Like this should be a down year for Saquon Barkley based on his career.
Yes,
right?
Based on his career. I think this is a fun conversation because we haven't gotten to have this in the last few years. I mean, the last couple we have, but it didn't really. This wasn't a conversation until Aaron Donald retired because the second best player in football
Aaron
for
Donald.
7 years was Aaron Donald.
Yeah, not
would've
best.
Would have been unanimous.
Yes, unanimous.
Right. Yeah,
impacted the game more than anyone outside the quarterback.
Well,
position.
He won an MVP, or I guess they won Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, we got it. I
Did
mean,
he
Lawrence.
Win MVP?
No, Lawrence Taylor's the last defensive player to win MVP in 1986, and before that, it was Alan Page of the Vikings. That's it.
Wow.
That's crazy.
How are we not rewarding defensive players now? Because as I think we talked about this earlier in the week, or maybe it was last week, how it has shifted. You know, we talked about the Chiefs draft in 2022, and they just decided to become a defensive team because that's where the best players on the board were. The players on defense over the last 5 or 6 years have gotten just as good as offensive players.
Yeah.
You're seeing athletes on the defensive side of the field. If there's a guy out there that just dominates on defense this year, why can't we give the MVP to him? Whether it's T.J. Watt or Micah Parsons or Miles Garrett, all three on teams that probably aren't going to be great. But what if Chris Jones has 14 sacks this year for the Kansas City Chiefs and they end up again 15-2, win the division by 4 games?
Yeah.
Why isn't Chris Jones in the conversation for MVP? Because you can make the case those 14 sacks are more important than anything else that happened on the field defensively.
100%. I think it takes a good situation. Him being on a good team is going to hurt him. guy like T.J. Watt, if they win 11 games and he has 16 sacks, he means that much. But we're like, you know what I mean?
That's
I need the narrative.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's just not going to happen.
You're right, and I roll my eyes because I'm like, you're right. It's like Coach of the Year.
It's exactly like that.
And it's also the fact they have their own award.
Yep.
Right. Quarterbacks don't have their award. They have the MVP. So
I know.
We need a quarterback.
Them.
Quarterback of the year, man.
And then you have the defensive MVP, which is essentially the defensive player of the year. Speaking of football, I kind of want to give credit to ESPN because I know we give them a lot of blank a lot because they ruin a lot of stuff. Like they're getting ready to buy MLB TV. Apple's.
Which is actually good because I think what they're going to do is take all the MLB TV games, put them on their app, no blackouts. That's kind of the rumor.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
And so
that's the only thing people care about.
But one thing exactly. I will say is where TNT understood basketball and got the personalities right with Chuck, Shaq, Ernie, Kenny, and those guys.
Goats.
Right. I think ESPN's Monday night pre and post game show is a carbon copy of that with similarities in their personalities. Right. Scott Van Pelt is Ernie Johnson. Jason Kelsey is Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, Jason Kelsey's on that. Is he on ESPN now, or wasn't he on Amazon?
I think he's on ESPN.
He was on there the other night when it was Bengals in Washington. And then what's his name? Big dude that sits next to Jason Kelsey.
Marcus Spears.
Yeah. He's essentially your Charles Barkley. And then you've got, you have your insider that comes on there every once in a while. And then I think Ryan Clark plays the Kenny Smith role.
Perfect.
Right? Kind of the cool, calm, collected guy. You may not agree with everything that Ryan Clark says, but he's not the like flamboyant, funny personalities that the other two are.
No, he's very serious.
And then also we saw some news yesterday that ESPN's bringing back two guys that are generational for like Mac and I's generation, which is also a little bit of yours. Alex Smith and Field Yates get extensions. Field Yates is fantastic.
He's awesome.
Alex Smith is really good on TV, and they really lean into their football. Whereas I think it's fun to watch these guys kind of show their personalities because I don't think Thursday Night Football's broadcast is very good with Richard Sherman and Whitworth and Fitzpatrick. I think they're okay.
I think Whitworth has gotten too big for himself. Like Whitworth was better before everybody loved Andrew Whitworth.
And I don't,
I'm just saying that.
I don't think Tony G's good. I mean, he's been with seven different like networks.
He's been with everybody. Yeah. He really has.
Richard Sherman's okay.
He's fine.
But ESPN, Monday Night Football, the games are always not electric. So I think that's why we kind of put it to the side. But those guys on there with their personalities and their show, it gives me a little bit of similar vibes to the TNT setup. And then you see what ESPN's doing. They're going with their young and aspiring stars and Alex Smith, who I think is awesome when they do like the 11 o'clock pregame before the, you know, all that stuff. And then Field Yates, he's knowledgeable and he also feeds you the fantasy spoon of fantasy leagues, which even though people say they don't care about your fantasy football team, I know a lot of people are at 9 a.m. They're listening to Max sitting in text saying, hey, who do I play? Do you like this guy? You like this matchup? And everybody's got a fantasy league. And you put it on ESPN and Field Yates is talking. You're like, this guy gets it.
But I think he talks about it. And I'm sure, Mac, you do as well on the weekends from a generic standpoint. You don't talk about it from my own. This is my team. Because nobody's fan. It's like a snowflake, right? Nobody's fantasy team is the same, right?
Exactly.
It just isn't, right? And so if you talk about, well, my team, you lose interest. But if you talk about, hey, here's a sneaky pick if you're looking for a running back. I like this guy late in the rounds, or he's a waiver pickup this week or something like that. Like something that everybody can relate to. Fantasy sports conversation is great. You just have to know how to do it the right way, too. Like the gambling stuff as well.
Exactly.
You can't talk about your own wins and losses because nobody's betting the same stuff. You got to talk about from a general perspective and how you can relate. And I think they do a good job with that on ESPN because I'll even watch that segment. I'm not a fantasy guy, but you'll sit there and you gain some knowledge.
Exactly. Right. Learn something.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think we'll have Field Yates on the show, this fantasy football show, this Sunday morning.
Hell of a tease. Hell of a tease.
Here we go.
You think? Is there the Spectre screw this up?
Okay. We're doing that. Yes. 9 to 10. Field Yates will be on for 15 minutes.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It's Poll Question Wednesday. It's the Fesco and Dusty poll that we do every Wednesday. Who is that team that worries you the most in the AFC West? Is it the Chargers? Is it Denver? Is it Vegas? Or is it none, really?
I mean, I would go none, really. Denver's where I would lean. But I've heard like some people are not kind of down on Bo Nix. Like, let's play the games, man.
Please.
It's time to play the games. I was talking to somebody in the league this morning. They're like, it's just time. We're just ready for week one. Like the players, the coaches, the league, they're all ready for week one. And we got to meander through whatever's going to happen on Friday, you know?
You can't get to week one without getting through week zero, which means we go to our hero, and that is Jay Binkley. Let me tell you something, Dush Man. He comes up on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Jay Binkley.
There's juice all over the place.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Love the song. I played this for my kids the other day. They go, oh, that's a great song about Ralph. I said, no.
Pretty close.
Essentially the same person.
Love you, Ralphie.
It says his name in the song.
I know, but before it started, like you play the beginning and beer and chewing tobacco and all that. Yeah.
That's
my kids are like, hey, that song about Ralph?
Check. Yeah.
Poll questions up and out for the Fesco and Dusty poll question that we do every Wednesday on The Fan 965 on Twitter. What AFC West team worries you the most? The Broncos, the Chargers, the Raiders, or none of them? Jay Binkley, that is your question to start this interview. Which AFC West team worries you the most?
I would probably say Denver, only because that defense was so good last year. Third in the NFL, points against. Very good at stopping the run, one of the best teams at stopping the run. Their pass defense was right about where the Chiefs were, but you had Jahdae Barron, the quarterback out of Texas, and I'd like Sean Payton as head coach there, and Bo Nix. We'll see what he can do in year two.
Very good. Denver. That's kind of where I would lean. I think that may be the one that kind of runs away with this thing. But let's talk about the Chiefs, the left side of the offensive line, seemingly something we love to talk about. We know Josh Simmons is legit at that left tackle spot. We're ready to roll with him. What about guard? Is Kingsley the answer? Because now he seems to be the most scrutinized gentleman on this team.
Well, it's going to be scrutinized a lot, and the one thing the Chiefs can't afford to play around with that left side, because you want to get the most production out of your rookie left tackle, having him next to Kingsley. He's really trying to find his way in pass protection. It's not the best thing. I know that they want him to be there, and he needs to work out. I mean, that was a second-round pick last year. That was going to be your heir apparent, your left tackle of the future. That didn't work out. So, okay, you've got to work out now at left guard. We know he's got the physical ability. Look how good he is in the run game, because the guy can get out in space, can do some things, and he's a very versatile type guy that can do things, but he's not doing it in the run game for the Chiefs. And, you know, he's making a play or two, you know, in his limited snaps he's had. He hadn't had a ton of snaps in preseason. I get that. But he's making that mistake that could be a costly mistake going forward. And I don't think the Chiefs can afford to do that. I mean, they need stability at that left side. They're not in here to put training wheels on and develop players. They're there to win Super Bowls, still having a window with some of these guys like Chris Jones still playing, Kelsey still playing. They want to win and win now. So if Kingsley isn't the answer, it will be a quick hook. We start week one, I could see that. But now week two, week three, what happens at left guard? It could be Caliendo. And, well, it could be Jalen Moore, to be honest with you. But they've got to have stability on the left side, because you've got to be able to protect Patrick Mahomes, because that was the problem last year.
Binkley, you think the NFL owes Kansas City?
I do. I think the NFL owes Kansas City. And when you hear this, you know, floated out about a 10-game suspension and stuff like that for Rice, think about this, though. And you might say, oh, why does the NFL owe Kansas City? Well, they do. Let's be honest with you. Kansas City is the league. You guys saw the kingdom. You know the history of the Kansas City Chiefs. They named the damn Super Bowl. But they owe Kansas City for the excitement of football in the Midwest. When 92 games were NFL games, number one in this country in 2023, 15 of them were Chiefs. And again, as I've said it, the NFL had a Peacock game. It was the Chargers versus the Bills, but the first postseason game was the Chiefs. The first Netflix postseason game was the Chiefs. The first Amazon Prime game was the Chiefs. The first ever YouTube game is going to be the Chiefs. What does this have in common? Well, the NFL salary cap was supposed to be about $270 million. Well, it's actually $279 million because of all the money the NFL is making from their streaming partners. Well, what do the streaming partners all want? What's the one common denominator?
Chiefs.
They want the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs make that league millions. Then Taylor Swift and all that and all the money they bring into the NFL. Yeah, they owe the Chiefs a solid.
So what do you think that means? Because I, you know, we heard the 10-game suspension. I've talked to some people close to the organization. There's like 4 to 6, but hell if we know. Like, nobody can really read this one, Jay.
No, no one does. I mean, I kind of like the way that it is to play in the beginning of the season. And I know it sounds weird. People want to get it out of the way. I heard some of people just get the suspension out of the way. I would be okay if it's 4 games into the season, and then he gets the suspension. I don't want to see 10 games for sure. 4 to 6, I think, is what we're looking at now at this possibility. But I don't want it right at the beginning because, you know, I know Hollywood Brown with the ankle. He's been out there working out and doing those things, so he'll probably play earlier in the season. But can you bank on that? Can you 100% bank on that? I'd rather have Rashee Rice for the Chiefs getting off to a good start. And I know they get off to good starts. That's fine. But when you're playing the Chargers in Brazil, turn around playing the Eagles, you know, get off to a good start and have Rashee Rice. And then when he has the suspension, Jalen Royals is more acclimated with the offense. We saw last year with Xavier Worthy, you know, it took, you know, halfway through the season before he, you know, became that dude for the Kansas City Chiefs, kind of understanding the offense. And even Andy Reid said that he waited and put formations for receivers, you know, throughout the season, week 7 and week 8, because everybody was so new to the system. So I'm okay with that because get off to a hot start. We see what getting off to a bad start does to a team like the Cincinnati Bengals every year. So if you had Rice in the beginning and it gave time for Jalen Royals to get in his flow, do that. I still wish they would have gone out and got Keenan Allen. I know people, some people aren't wild about that, but he's one of the better slot receivers in the NFL. And to me, he was in case of emergency break glass. Well, for Rashee Rice is out for 6 games or more. That is in case of emergency break glass.
Binkley, there's a big game coming up this Saturday in Dublin, Ireland. We'll have Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats, on a little bit later today. What does this game do for you in week 0 with K-State versus Iowa State?
Well, let me tell you something, Dust, man.
Okay.
We finally have football. And not only that, just think about this. Glorious, glorious football. This, we are real football. You know, college football, there's no preseason. There's no preseason to get these guys, you know, 10 snaps here, 11 snaps
today?
There. Sit there, put the headset on, do the interview. No, they have to go right away. And this is a top 25 matchup between Kansas State and Iowa State. I can't wait. 2 quarterbacks in Rocco Beck at Iowa State and Avery Johnson in Kansas State trying to prove something. Kansas State, you know, I think one of the 3 or 4 teams that can win the Big 12. And, of course, Iowa State is in that mix as well. They were in the Big 12 title game last year. But 5 games Saturday, you got Kansas, you know, playing this week as well. And then, of course, the following weekend is all college football because you get the 2 weekends of college football before the NFL. Fellas, go get that Oktoberfest, get your brew, get your nachos. We're good to go until September. So hopefully you got the date and weddings and things like that crap out of the way because it's football time.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of fall weddings. I think we have one every weekend in September. Are you still on that hill, Jay?
Yes, I am. You know what? I just ordered a shirt that says ban fall weddings. With like a football in the front of it. Yeah, yeah. They shouldn't do it. But we're locked in now. It's football season. No one should be married in the fall. That's ridiculous. And that just means you don't like your friends. That's what it means. Oh. If you get married in the fall, you're telling your friends, I don't like you.
Really? Why?
Because they don't want to miss games. I mean, they're going to be huddled up in the bar at the reception or whatever and watching the game and not watching your big moment. What's that?
We're not living in Alabama.
Bob, you'd be surprised going to weddings in the fall. Everybody, you know, on their cell phones, watching at their table. Everybody's, you know, grouped over there watching the games. No one wants to go. Hey, you know, Saturday nights are some of the best nights in college football. And you're like, man, I got to go to this stupid wedding and blah, blah, blah. And no one wants to do that, man. No one wants to take that on Saturday night because there's so many good games on. And if they're Missouri fans or K-State or Kansas and they have night games or, you know, you have big time college football matchups on Saturday night. No one wants to be dragged out and go to that wedding. You know how long these things take.
I understand that, but I've got at least, I think, two in September. I'm looking forward to both of those. Josh from Smokehouse Barbecues getting married. I can't wait for his wedding. Yeah. And then a friend of ours is getting married later that month. I can't wait to go to that wedding. I'm going to see people I haven't seen in a long time. Like,
I've got two myself, Bob. I got two myself, but will I go? That's the real question. Well,
is it somebody close to you, Jay? And what game will you be missing? The Western Kentucky versus South Alabama game? I mean,
I would say, I mean, relatively close. I would say that. But I think about this. That's you're getting a toaster, man. You're going to drag me out for college football, missing games. You're getting a damn toaster. I would get you more if you waited till the spring or early summer. That's when you get married. Look at Rob last year. That was perfect timing when he got married, you know, there in the summer or 2 years ago, whenever it was, last year, I think. But he got married outside of football season. But nobody really wants to go, Bob. I know that's there, and you're like, oh, you're happy for your friend or your family member, and you're excited. Hey, we're glad you're getting married and all that. But are you really? Do you really want to sacrifice getting off that couch and getting away that beer and going to a wedding on Saturdays? I mean, your wife may love it. Your girlfriend might love it going to the wedding, but you don't. Like, deep down, people say, let's go. Deep down, guys don't want to go to weddings in the fall. They just don't. If you want everybody happy at your wedding, don't get married during football season.
You happy you did that? You just woke up that bag of demons right there from Beagley?
Sorry, man, Dusty.
When you get married, if you ever do, don't get married in the fall. You know better.
Well, if I do, I know I'll not be getting you or a plus one.
I mean,
you get married, Jay, I'm buying you a pizza cutter.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, don't do it, Bobby. You know how it is, man. It's probably the last thing you want to do on Saturday.
The older I've gotten, the less I care about that. Like in my 20s when I was single, I was
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAFGiving360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Was waving that flag. Now that I'm in my 40s and married, it doesn't really matter anymore to me.
Yeah, but football never dissipates, Bob. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
No doubt about it. Beagley, go finish yourself off after that wedding take, because I know you're hot. So
we'll take a cold shower.
We'll talk to you next week, Beagley. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys.
I'm lost for words. Coming up next, we'll talk about what Damian Woody had to say here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.